Proclamation number 4351 of 24th of June, 1948. Servants of God, children of light. Spiritual intercourse. Children of light are all who serve me and want to be faithful workers for me in the last time before the end. And they're also looked after and guided by beings of light on all their paths. Therefore they will also certainly reach their aim and their work will also be successful. But their mission is of utmost importance, and therefore it cannot be carried out by a person who has not yet attained the maturity of soul which is necessary in order to be able to receive my word in contact with me. My servants must indeed take the same path on earth, i.e., they must likewise attain maturity of soul and free will, they must overcome matter, i.e., they have to be purified through suffering and strokes of fate and thus travel a difficult path as a human being until they attain the maturity which makes them suitable for their mission. Yet their souls are willing and the desire for the spiritual kingdom is particularly strong in them, and thus they can also be granted help from the spiritual kingdom which will accelerate their ascent. And every one of my servants is his guide who, full of love and devotion, looks after him, who guides him and influences his thoughts, who constantly takes care of him and tries to impart spiritual wealth to him. At first mentally, until the connection with the spiritual kingdom has been established such that the beings of light can express themselves audibly according to my will. And thus my servants will be educated and taught by me directly as well as by the beings of light on my behalf, so that they will be able to carry out their teaching activity in the last days before the end, which will be extremely necessary. For humanity will long for truth in view of the great adversity which will befall the earth, and only my servants will be able to give the pure truth, because they, as children of light, know the truth themselves and are now also able and willing to impart it in order to help their fellow human beings in their love whose great spiritual adversity they recognize. For the children of light endeavor to illuminate the darkness, and deep darkness lies over the earth, humanity lives in dark night and needs the light. And thus the spiritual world is diligently active in order to make use of the connection with earth, which is established through my servants, in order to bring the gospel to people through their mouths, which is why my servants must therefore also constantly be ready to be a speaking organ for these beings of light. Just as I myself also want to speak through them where the desire for me is so great that I want to express myself. I can embody myself in beings of light, yet for people on earth it will only be a purely human act. They will only hear my servants and accept my word as the thought material of the one who utters it. Yet light always emanates from my servants, and the light is beneficially felt by all who aspire to light. These will also recognize my word as the voice of the Father from eternity, it will not remain without impression, and thus souls will still be saved through the love of my servants on earth before the end will come, and therefore I bless my servants as well as their activity. Amen.